morning. This is your friend, Velma Hagar, with her book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places on Amazon.com. Get it if you haven't. It's wonderful. You're going to love it. You know, this morning something really, I was watching this gentleman on YouTube and he was talking about dreams. And I don't mean the dreams that you have when you lay down at night. I'm talking about the dreams that you have about your life. How things are going to be. You know, we dream about our mate when we're young. We're going to get married and have this fairy tale life. And then many times, actually more than 50% of the time, you get married and the dream comes tumbling down because you end up in divorce. So dreams have a way of vanishing in our life. And we also, unfortunately, more times than not, it's your own fault. You know, it's easy to say, well, this happened, so I had to give up my dream. No. If you have a dream, doggone it, you better stick to it. You know, the way you make dreams come true, I think one of the misnomers is that you expect it to happen overnight. Dreams are a lifelong process of being fulfilled. They don't happen overnight. And the first step is the beginning of your dream. You know, I always liken it to a ladder that you're climbing. You know, ultimately, you want to end up on the top of the ladder. But you can't just shoot right up there. You have to take the next rung on the ladder. And you do, and then again, and again, and again. Now, you know, you may end up stuck on one rung for a period of time. So what? Just stay there. Don't give up. And hang in there. You know, walking out your dream is the key to success. Not overnight. You know, there are people that it appear that overnight you say, like, oh, you know, we take my brother who's Sammy Hagar, right? And I've heard it said, and I've read many places that said Sammy Hagar was an overnight success. This was back in the day. Let me tell you something. I watched him. It was not an overnight success. That guy started when he was about 10 years old. He struggled. He slept in his car. He slept on the floor of people's apartments until he made it to the top. He never gave up. He set a goal and all of us said, oh, cut your hair and get a job. I mean, we were so discouraging to him. We never thought he'd make it either. His goal was so flamboyant, so big, he was going to be famous. We go, oh, forget it. Everybody wants to be famous, right? Forget it. Cut your hair and get a job. That was the kind of encouragement that Sammy Hagar got. But he made a decision and he had a dream and he put his head down and he never looked up. He just went towards what he knew he was going to do. And I really admire that about him. And you know what? That's the way you make it. One rung at a time. And then when you make it, you know what? It looks like you were an overnight success. So hang in there. My story today is grown out weary of well-doing, because in due season you shall have your reward. Walk it out, no matter how long it takes. It may take 20 years to get your dream, to fulfill your dream. But you know, quitters never get there. And you know, winners never quit. So which one are you? For me, you know what? I'm 76. I have fulfilled my dream. I'm there. You know, I've done it. I don't have a lot left in my life that I am trying to achieve other than just enjoy this plateau that I'm on in my latter years. It's okay. I'm loving it being here. I finally don't have any bills or any worries. I live in a beautiful place. I live where I always dreamed to live. Took me 20 years to get here, by the way, but I'm here. And I've been here 23 years. I'm 76, in case you wonder. And life is still beautiful, and I've got a lot of living to do. But you know what? I think I'm an expert on this one. If you're faithful with a little, you'll get a lot. Take those little steps forward, one step at a time, and honor God as you go. Okay, my friends, until next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. buy my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, and never give up.